It's common knowledge that co-op dog food is made of sawdust and grease. Our people buy it because it's cheap, but it contains just the bare minimum of filaments and macros to keep a dog alive. That's why we need salad in our diet from time to time. Yeah, but eating grass? Drover, there's more to this life than steak bones and meat. Doesn't your body ever cry out for something green and nourishing? He gave me a silly grin. Nope. My body cries out for ice cream. Ice cream? No wonder you've turned out to be such a runt. Well, go ahead and be a stub-tailed, malnourished, half-starved little husk of a dog. I don't care. I'm gonna eat my vegetables, and then we'll see who's sorry. Fine with me. Why do I bother trying to help Drover? I don't know. Experience has proved that it's a waste of time, but for some reason... Oh, well. I had wasted my lecture on him, but that wasn't going to keep me from attending to my own dietary needs. The still, small voice inside of my body had informed me that after a long, drab winter, I needed greenery in my diet, so I left Drover to dream of ice cream and proceeded to harvest every tender sprig of grass I could find. If he couldn't learn anything from my lectures, then maybe he could learn from the force of my example. That's the best way of teaching anyway. Through example. And the proof of the pudding is in the ice cream. You know, ice cream did sound pretty good. But I was on a nourishment crusade and had to put all thoughts of ice cream out of my mind. 30 minutes of careful grazing left me in great shape, spiritually and nutritionally. And by the time I'd harvested about 300 tender blades of grass, I was more convinced than ever that, well, that eating grass wasn't as exciting as you might think. I mean, a little grass goes a long way for a dog. Sure, I'd had a craving for this stuff, but you can't let those cravings get out of control. Moderation, that's the secret. Moderation in all things. Anyway, I took one last bite of grass, rolled it around my mouth, and began to wonder how rabbits can stand to eat such garbage. I checked to make sure that Drover wasn't looking and spit it out. Yuck. At that very moment, I heard the sound of an approaching vehicle. I looked up and saw Slim Chance, the ranch's hired hand, pulling up in front of the feed shed. And I knew it was exactly 8 o'clock in the morning. You're probably amazed that a dog would have such an uncanny sense of time. I mean, we don't carry watches or clocks, so how can I have known that it was exactly 8 o'clock? I'm sorry, but I can't reveal that information. See, the world is full of spies and enemy agents, and we have to be very careful about who knows the inner workings of the security division. Those guys never sleep. They never rest. Day and night, they're plotting mischief and looking for ways of hacking into our secret files. Why, if they knew all the formulas we use for keeping time,